VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Finland's presidential palace. Addressing reporters, President Trump explained why he took the meeting.
I'm here today to continue the proud tradition of bold American diplomacy. From the earliest days of our republic, American leaders have understood that diplomacy and engagement is preferable to conflict and hostility. A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
President Trump says the United States and Russia must find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests. Speaking in Finland after the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump says they discussed disagreements between their countries at length. Trump adds that the relationships between the United States and Russia, and added that he thinks that changed earlier in the day. China announced that it filed a World Trade Organization challenge Monday to President Trump's proposal for a tariff hike on $200 billion of Chinese goods. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports Beijing is stepping up its diplomatic efforts to counter the U.S. tariff plan.
Chinese government responded to the U.S. government's initial tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods by immediately announcing similar penalties on the same amount of American goods. This time around, though, China is running out of goods for retaliation, so it appears to be stepping up diplomatic and regulatory efforts to counter American pressure.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Hua Chunying said on Monday that trade imbalance is not equivalent to unfairness, adding that fairness is about making international rules through consultation between all relevant parties on equal footing. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini on Monday said that if she were a journalist, she would have asked U.S. President Donald Trump who he considers his friends. Mogherini was responding to comments made by Mr. Trump in an interview with CBS News where he described the European Union as a foe.
We have very clear in mind who our friends are. The United States, for sure, and I've said many times, changing the administration doesn't change the friendship between countries and peoples, and for sure we consider the United States friends, partners, close friends and partners. We will always do that.
The attack on the EU came on the heels of Trump's jarring appearance at a NATO summit in Brussels, where he harshly criticized traditional allies over delinquent defense spending, only to later confirm his commitment to the military alliance. The death toll from a suicide attack on an election rally in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province Friday has spiked to 149. That puts it among the deadliest attacks in the South Asian nation's history. The campaign steps up before a general election on July 25th. Bombings across Pakistan have stoked fears of more violence because political rallies can draw tens of thousands of people. Nearly 200 migrants were brought to an Italian port of Pozzallo early on Monday aboard an Italian Coast Guard ship sailing under the Frontex agency mission. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The migrants were among a group of about 450 people who were found on a fishing boat near tiny Linosa Island off Sicily. Their boat was intercepted by a vessel for European border agency Frontex and an Italian border police boat. Many of the rescued passengers are originally from Eritrea. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Internet retailer Amazon is celebrating its Prime Day. The AP's Shirley Smith reports it's a big day of deals for Amazon and its customers.
This year's Amazon Prime Day event will be 6 hours longer than last year's. Amazon is hoping to keep Prime attractive for the current and the would-be subscribers after raising the annual membership fee by 20% to $119 and to $12.99 for the month-to-month option. Charlie O'Shea is the lead retail analyst at Moody's and says making Prime Day last even longer, as he puts it, ratchets up the pressure on all of retail to roll out heavy promotions in hopes of attracting shoppers and dollars. I'm Shirley Smith.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is making progress in getting the government and opposition to work together. Mr. Obama on Monday praised President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga for cooperating following last year's disputed presidential election. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best.